Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for our 15th episode of Season 2 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
So, summer really is in full swing now. What an incredible weekend. We just had in Ada, rides on River Street, people are in town for the Grand Rapids Tri. I just love all the energy.
I do too. It is crazy. And it's awesome that everybody like came out, showed up for everything. The spectators for the races. It was great to see all the bikers too. I always love that. And then too, if you guys have been walking around Ada and you've noticed by the hotel that you may have seen an R&J on a window. We have a new business coming in. I will let that company called Roman James announce what is coming, but we are super excited to have them and we can't wait for them to open sometime this year.
So watch your social media, watch our newsletters and more information to come. All right. On today's show, we have Diane Smith from Revolve Cycle Studio. Since settling in the Ada Grand Rapids area in 2003, Diane and her husband Sean have built their lives here, working and working out and raising their three children in this vibrant community. Diane has had the privilege of leading indoor cycling classes for over a decade and is sharing her passion at Revolve Cycle Studio, a premier indoor cycling studio focused on performance, power, and the results, helping everyone achieve their personal best.
All right, we are super excited to have Diane with us today. We are going to start off by asking you, tell us a little bit about your story and a little bit about your path and how you got to where you are today with Revolve.
All right. Well, that's a really good question. A little bit about my story. So I have been in Ada Forest Hills for about 20-some years. My husband and I got married almost 40 years ago. It's 30-some, I will say. We dated 7. I guess I'm adding to it. But I get credit for those 7 years.
Oh, 100%.
Yes, 100%. Yes. And so ended up here, and I have taught indoor cycling since 2014. But if you back it up even into the 90s, I taught step aerobics, kickboxing. I'm really aging myself. Urban rebounding, all the things, TRX. And then got into indoor cycling and got my personal training certification in 2007, started my own personal training business. It was a mobile trainer. Really loved that. Raised three kids. They're all adults now. And we're empty nesters and decided, what are we going to do with our time and money? Should we travel or should we just open a business? And yeah, so here we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. And that's so funny because a lot of times people will pick travel. So why did you pick business?
Well, my husband is still working. Okay. So I still had my personal training business for a while and I was managing another studio and for reasons completely unrelated. It was a rough year. You know, I had a lot of loss with my dad, my knees, my dog, you know, not putting him in order, but it was just a rough year and I needed to kind of like clear my plate. And so I took about a year. I was like, what am I going to do? And actually I ran into Katie DeCamp, who owns Pilates in Ada, and just chatting with her. And she's like, you know, they could use a cycle studio in Ada.
Yes.
I was like, So wheels started turning and I'm like, yeah, I think I could do that. I missed the people that I had at the, they were mine, but you know, just that relationship that you have with those people. And I was like, yeah, that would be something to investigate. And so he still has to work. So I thought I might as well work for a little bit too.
Yeah. And you guys don't work far apart either.
We don't work
super
far apart.
Nice.
Yeah. He helps a lot at the studio. He's amazing.
So talk about that journey then. You decided a cycling studio, your own business. So how did that all come to fruition for you?
Yeah. So one of the things about cycling was I had already kind of, you know, worked in managing that. And I love music. And that's a super big part of indoor cycling. And then, you know, movement has always been part of my life. And so the idea of having that all come together started a conversation with Ada. We looked at other places and there was no place that was more set up for success than River Street in Ada. You know, the foot traffic. I'm telling people as they walk by, coffee's great, but have you tried endorphins? Like, come on. <Let's go. laughs> So that's how we got there. It's just, I knew the software, I knew the bikes, I got a good business coach, and I thought, all right, let's give it a shot.
I love it. I know we were all excited because, yes, that would have been conversations with many. You know what a great thing would be a cycling studio. I mean, we heard it several times. And then when it was announced, you were actually opening one in Ada.
Yeah.
You know, it just felt like the perfect fit.
Yeah. Well, and it feels so good because it's small business, too. Where before, you know, people would be like, hey, how about Soul Cycle or I don't know, some of the other ones. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, that's not really the vibe of Ada, right? Yeah. We want small and local. And, you stepped in and we were so thankful.
We are not a franchise. We are all on our own. We started it from scratch, which has been a challenge, you know. Yeah. It's funny. Sometimes you dive into things and you don't think it completely through, which is probably a blessing.
Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, yes.
100%.
I know. Someone had said, if you knew everything you knew now, would you do it? I mean, I have to say yes, probably, because it is very rewarding. But I had no idea all the, you know, nuances that went into opening your own business. Right, you know, it's like spinning plates. Have you ever seen those people? They have
them. Yes.
You're over here spinning your marketing plate. Oh, but I got to get over here, my employee plate. I got to get over here, you know, and my bike repairs. And, you know, you're constantly doing those different things.
Yeah. So, what has been some of like the biggest challenges?
Yeah. That's actually been one I knew all those things took place, but I didn't realize how much of your attention they all needed. Of course, employees, my team's fantastic. You can teach people skills. You can't teach people to care.
Right.
And they care.
Yeah.
They do. That's and amazing. So they're amazing. But at the same time, they have injuries, you know, and you have to cover for that. Or they go on vacation or they have a work trip. One of the challenges in our business is our shifts are small. We have a 45-minute class, and so the front desk is working an hour and a half probably. It's hard to find people who will say, yes, I'll come in three times a week for an hour and a half.
I didn't even think about that.
Same.
Yeah. It's very challenging to find that. And the ones who do, sometimes they're home for college, they got the summers off, or we work around their college schedule, you know. Yeah. So it's been – that's been one of the most difficult things because this is a part-time job for everybody. And, the real job takes priority sometimes. And I get that.
Yeah. So how does that work? Can you explain how that works? So if they're coming in for only an hour, just my own interest,
absolutely.
Just like if they're coming in for only an hour and a half, are you not having a class for 2 hours and then another class? Or how does that all work?
Yeah. So for example, Monday morning, we have a 6 a.m. class.
Okay.
So our front desk person gets there at 5:30, make sure everything's set up. We always are doing towels.
Yes.
They're starting a load of laundry because it also takes a while to run, and then you got to put it in the dryer before you go. They get there, they get everything set up, and then class starts at 6, and they have 45 minutes. Sometimes we do allow them to ride the class if everyone's checked in, and then they will stay after that 45 to finish up whatever quote-unquote chores they have to do.
Okay.
And then they are on their way. Sometimes that same person comes back for the 9 a.m. ride, which means they come back at 8:30 or a noon ride. Today we have a noon ride. I have someone coming in at 11:30. We try not to make it too many trips for people. We try to have – but then that's a lot of employees, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. So –
yeah, and that's a lot of juggling.
That is.
I mean, I think of my little schedule, I'm like, I'm choosing one or two people a day. You're choosing 4, 5, 6 people a day.
Yeah, it's that spinning plates.
And that's just one plate.
That's one plate. Yeah. I know. Yeah. So, I mean, they've been great about it. And, you know, we had one girl of our front desk who was covering a lot, and she ended up moving to Austin for her job, which is amazing. And that everyone else is like, well, we can help pick up until you get someone new, you know, which we're interviewing in the process. But yeah, so they are a great team.
Yeah. No, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that with the breaks between the classes and how you manage that. And if you don't have tasks for them to do in between, but also then that's hours you're paying in between if you're trying to manage your payroll. So all of that plays in. Yeah.
Yeah. We're hoping that, you know, down the road we'll fill up more and more and be able to have back-to-back classes. I still need a half hour in between just to clean bikes, let parking spots kind of reshift and that kind of thing. But on Saturdays, and we were having two classes. And we may, again, the Saturdays filling up pretty quick, which is also a wonderful problem to have, that we have so many wonderful things going on at Ada, but it's the Grand Rapids Triathlon and Rides on River Street. So we just kind of cut it to one class. But we you know, if we have two, it's great for them because they get a couple hours in right away.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you choose the name, Revolve?
Okay. My daughter did it. Oh. It was so funny. I told her, I remember I was texting her and I'm like, Sam, Dad and I might do this. We might open an indoor cycling studio. She texts right back, you should call it Revolve. And I was like, I like it. Yeah, and I didn't even have to think about it. So many things in the beginning were so easy, which I think just fooled me. This is going to be amazing. And it is amazing. Don't get me wrong. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, amazing with challenges.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the highs and lows and the ups and downs of small business, which happens every 10 minutes or every hour.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and you can reserve it, right? So you go to the state of Michigan, you check to make sure it's not taken. And Revolve Cycle Studio was not taken. So we reserved it. Come to find out, like within a day, there's another Revolve Cycling Studio that did the same thing on the east side of the state.
On the same day?
It was like a day or two before. Still. I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But you don't know because one's Revolve Cycle, one's Revolve Cycling. So it never got caught, which is fine. Yeah. I mean, unless we decided we were going to ever franchise, which I do not see that in my future.
Yeah.
Another location, maybe, but I don't know that we'll never go on to east side of the state. But
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what does your like day-to-day hustle look like as the business owner and also as a teacher and like you said this morning, sitting at the front desk? So what does that look like?
Yeah, it can depend. So example today, got up, coffee always, right? Coffee always. First, snuggle with my dog. And then we just kind of – we, it's me. My dog doesn't really help at all. But I go ahead and just Instagram, like, what's our schedule for the next day, making sure everything's set for today. I hopped in and did the front desk for the 7 o'clock class. Example, today I'm going to the screen printers. We are having a June challenge, so we're getting T-shirts printed up. We're a Lululemon distributor, so we have Lululemon merchandise in studio, we can have that co-branded. So doing that, coming back, teaching a noon ride, getting that playlist put together, all the things that I have. Making sure that the people who are in class today didn't hear the playlist when I played it yesterday, you know? You got to change some of that up.
Right.
And then just making through, you know, do we have new riders? Do I need to reach out to new riders? If we have a lot of new riders in class, I try to pop in. We want everyone to feel comfortable on their bikes. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you're in the way, quote unquote, you know what I mean? Like, oh, they're busy and I'm here and I don't know how to clip. It can create some anxiety. So we want to remove all that, want everyone to feel like, hey, we got you and you're right where you need to be. Let's make this comfortable for you. So I do pop in if I see that it's a full class, that they need extra help, new people. And then, that's tonight. I think I'm done. I have a marketing call at 5:30 tonight. So.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit? So Kim and I have yet to ride, and we need to ride.
Kim's ridden once.
Look at you. Beat me to the punch. I need to get my booty in there. I know I do. I keep saying that. But can you, for somebody who hasn't yet, can you talk about what that looks like as a new person coming in?
Exactly.
Because it can be a little scary, right?
Intimidation,
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. And it was intimidating. Like, I've always wanted to do it, but that first time walking in, it was nice that I had some friends with me that have done rides quite a bit, have done classes, and they're like, and then your staff, as you mentioned, is incredible.
Well, thank you. But yes, the hardest part of, first of all, any workout is that first step in the door.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's something where you see or you have, you know, pre-existing thoughts on what it's going to be like, your anxiety can be through the roof. So when you walk into Revolve, we have the front desk staff that will greet you. We have 28 bikes in our studio. And we have clip-in shoes. And I think right there people are like, I'm out. I know I can't clip in. But we help you as many times as you need. Okay. The first year I taught, actually, not here but in another studio, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to clip in. It's just too intense. But yeah, so for a new rider, we would make sure that you come early, that you know where to park, how to get in. We show you how our bikes are numbered. We give you a mini tour of our studio. It's not huge, but here's your cubby. Here's the bathrooms. We have towels on the bikes. And then we take them to their bike and we get it fitted for them.
Okay.
Because if it's not fitted right, your knees can hurt, your back can hurt, your butt can hurt. So, and every bike is personalized. Like, you can adjust your own resistance. We don't do that for you. I mean, I could, I suppose, but that would be kind of mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just kind of talk them through. There's a lot of data. There's a learning curve. The data-driven rides also use a leaderboard, which is called Spivvy. And it's gamified. So you have an avatar up on the screen.
Cool.
And some people adore that. They're like, oh, I'm going to beat her. I'm going to race,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
Competitive souls.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun and friendly. It's not vicious. But we do have some rides that are rhythm rides where we don't have that at all. We take that down and you just ride to the beat of the music, have a little dance party on your bike. But we give everyone permission to enjoy the first ride by just watching sometimes. Just pedal your feet, observe, see, pop in, do what you want to do, sit back, take it easy. And then, you know, we help you unclip and hopefully help you book your next ride. So
that is amazing. Well,
soon.
Soon. Yeah. Very soon.
At the end, you get a nice cooling eucalyptus towel.
That's cool.
It's quite wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
I would have to say the leaderboard was interesting because it does motivate you sometimes to be like, I'm just going to catch that next person. But I can admit I was at the back of the pack most of the day. I'm like, dang it. But it's also, you know, it's just one of those. It's part of the experience. It's, you know, there's a little bit of both. I think the interesting thing is if you're going to start this, I'd recommend sticking with it because the next day I was like, oh, that wasn't so bad. I feel great. It was day two. I was like, oh boy. I'm
a little sore.
I will also say we had one girl that she was like, I don't want to be on the leaderboard. We can remove you. You don't want your avatar up there. We can't take it off. And then she's been coming since we opened. And now she's like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You can put my avatar back up. I don't think I'll be. And it's not. You start where you are, right?
It's all in fun, like you said.
Yeah.
And I love that I'm seeing that you're posting. Some people have done 50 rides. There's been some that have done 100 rides
with
you guys.
We have. Tomorrow one, there'll be 150 rides.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do love that when people come, they tend to come back.
Yes.
So that's been very nice. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What advice would you give your younger self, knowing where you are today, having a business, all that kind of stuff?
Don't rush anything.
That is great advice.
I like it.
Talking to the people who are running around with their heads cut off.
and I have to remind myself that I said that. But, you know, I started this business at my age, 3 grown children. A lot of people, my coaches, for my business, they started their studios in their 30s, right? And I'm 55. I just turned 55. And it's kind of not normal for someone my age to start a fitness studio, but it worked for us right now.
Right.
And I thought if I had tried to do something like this earlier or ruled it out because of my age, I would have really missed out on a lot. So, I mean, it's keeping me active. It's keeping me feeling young. May not look young, but
look young.
So. it's one of those things that my mom had given me that advice when my baby, Sammy, she was 6 months old, and I called her on the phone. I'm like, look, she's giggling. And I had her listen to it. And I said, I just can't wait till she walks. And she goes, whoa, don't rush it. Don't rush anything.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that. She goes, oh, be here, honey, before you know it. So even in this process of everything being crazy, I'm like, okay, just enjoy it.
Yep.
Savor even the issues that you have, because one day you'll look back and be like, wow, we did that.
Yes.
Yeah. That is such good advice.
Yes, it is.
I think we all need to hear it too. Yeah. And just in today's modern world of running around and being busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
don't rush. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I love when people start a new business later in life. We had Ron from Nona's Inn, and hearing his journey and the fact that he opened a restaurant, you know.
I listened to that one.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was really quite incredible. And, you know, I think people are doing that more so now. It's like, okay, you know, we are going towards retirement, but we're not the type of people to just sit around. And what have I always wanted to do? What else can I explore? And I love seeing that. And I think it's incredible that you took this leap.
Yeah.
And are doing it.
Like Ron and a lot of the other owners, you're passionate about it, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you with your clothing, you can just tell every time you see you, I'm like, man, she always looks good.
And here's sweats
and leggings all the time.
I wish I was wearing sweatshirts and leggings. So,
but then likewise, I'm like, I need something. I better get a Croft house.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you.
Yes. So, all right. So I know you have a busy life, a busy schedule, but if you had a Saturday that was free and you could do whatever you wanted in Ada, what would your perfect day look like in Ada?
Well, the three of us would go to a 9 a.m. spin class.
Yeah. All right. Sign us up.
We'd hit an indoor cycling class for sure. This is literally how my Saturday does go. It's not hypothetical. And then I go to Fruition, and I get a Fruition bowl with light peanut butter. I just love that.
Yeah.
And then we tend to be back in the afternoon, and we love the shopping. It's just, you know, the community is just picturesque, and it's a great place to be, to walk around, to see the stores, and to, you know, go to Luna and get, you know, your margarita.
Yes.
A little spicy jalapeno there. Happy hour at Mirth before 5:30 has been our favorite. We are embracing the old age eating.
Yes. Hey, you don't even have to say old age. Like, that's Chris and I. And I mean, like, 4:30 dinner? Great. Yeah.
We are all in. Yeah. If my husband's with me, there will be a stop at O'Brien's for ice cream. That's his favorite. And then just, you know, walking around Legacy Park is just beautiful. And actually, yeah, last night, it's not Saturday, but we finished up a class and a couple of us went across the street, ordered pizza and sat down in Legacy Park. And we did a little Bible study and had our pizza.
Oh,
and
I
just,
love
yeah,
that.
That was great.
That
was
so cool.
So, yeah, spent a lot of time here.
Yeah. We see you a lot. I always see in the parking lot here, like, Liz! Where is she? She's somewhere. All right. For any listeners who want to stay connected to you and to Revolve, how can they do that?
Well, we have a website and we have an app. So again, Revolve Cycle Studio, not Revolve Cycling, RevolveCycleStudio.com is our website. You can go on there, find out about us, create an account. We have intro offers that are appealing, hopefully, to everyone, whether it's a 2-week unlimited or 5 classes. And then we also have, I don't know when this is going to air, but June 28th, we're doing a free ride.
You're good.
It's called Ready, Set, Revolve.
Okay.
And so if you're, like we talked about, intimidated or unsure even, or you have a little anxiety of what it would look like, come on in. We have a free class. You do have to sign up, and sign-ups will be open June 7th, because we only have 28 bikes. Last time we did this, it sold out. It was great. Everyone loved it. And, you know, then they were able to come back saying, okay, I can do this. I do know what to expect. My anxiety's reduced, and I have some confidence now.
Yep.
So, they can go in there. They can always stop in when we're having a class. We are usually have those doors open, like I said, 30 minutes before and a few minutes after for people who want to pop in and check it out. Or they can call us, 616-888-1389. I feel like it now. And you get a free set of Ginsu knives. Yeah. You don't.
You get a free eucalyptus towel.
You get
at
a free eucalyptus towel. Yeah, that's right. Got to earn it. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. This was amazing.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it was great.
Had a great time. Yeah, it was great. So I appreciate it.
All right, Kim, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
Okay, number one, June 12th is Summer Women's Night in Ada. You guys all love this. We love this. Come out, shop, support. We actually have really cute totes this year, and within those totes are a little bit of an announcement and sneak peek of what Kim and I and the township have been working on. So be one of the first 50 people to come shop and purchase from the participating businesses and grab one of those totes.
I love when we can reveal fun little tidbits for our listeners. So yeah, definitely get out and get one of those tote bags. All right, Paradigm in the Park. Paradigm Fitness has partnered with Ada Parks and Recs for free outdoor fitness classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 to 10 a.m. at Ada Township Park. Those will run June 10th to July 31st. Check out social media or Paradigm's website for more information.
All right, June 13th, tee up at Arrowhead for a uniquely formatted golf outing, the Bee Cafe Par 3 Challenge. Visit Brody Bee's Cafe's website for more information and definitely participate.
All right, join the Ada Historical Society for a tour at the Ada Dam on June 27th, 3 to 5 p.m. This event is in conjunction with the current change exhibit at the museum. Pre-registration is required. Call 616-676-9346 to secure your spot.
All right, July 4th. We all love this day down in Ada. We kick off the day with a pancake breakfast at the fire station from 7 to 9:30 a.m. The fun continues with a parade, car show, live music, fireworks, all the businesses participating. Visit the Ada Village business page for more information and check out AVA's Instagram account and Facebook page, and Discover Ada's account and Facebook page to keep up with more information.
If you have never come down to Ada for the July 4th parade and festivities, it is a ton of fun. Hopefully we'll have amazing weather again this year. It's just a great day to feel engaged with the community and to celebrate Ada and USA.
Yeah, exactly. All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada, the ABA, on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
Thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.